My name is Ketia Aurelian, KETSIAAURELIAN. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Samuel Hardy, SAMUELHARDY. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is related to diabetic nephropathy, as evidenced by the recent renal biopsy pathology report, which was completed on September 27, 2022. Period. The report reveals diabetic nephropathy, RPS class 4, semicolon severe glomerulosclerosis, 67%, and moderate interstitial fibrosis, 40 to 50%, as well as mild arterial and arterionephrosclerosis. Period. Unfortunately, because this this kidney disease is irreversible, there's not much that can be done to improve the kidney functions. However, to prevent further deterioration of the kidney functions, we are starting the patient on Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, 10 milligrams, one tablet daily. Period. We provided him with samples of 20 milligrams of Kerendia for him to take half a tablet daily. Period. We will order BMP to check for the serum potassium in 4 weeks to assess for hyperkalemia, since this is one of the side effects of the Kerendia. Period. If there is no evidence of hyperkalemia in the upcoming BMP, then we will order the medication through the specialty pharmacy in St. Petersburg to be mailed to the patient if approved by his insurance. Period. Unfortunately, because the patient has a history of chronic pyuria, we were unable to continue the Farxiga. We discontinued it at the last visit. Period. Since stopping the Farxiga, there has been improvement in his pyuria with recent urinalysis showing no evidence of any activity. Period. There is, however, evidence of proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 1490 milligrams from 1134 milligrams. This slight increase is likely due to the discontinuation of the Farxiga. Period. We anticipate that there may be some improvement once the patient starts taking the Kerendia. Period. He is euvolemic and denies any symptoms. The pelvic ultrasound dated 9/20/22 reveals pre-void volume of 19.3 and post-void volume of 6.3 mLs. Period. It also shows thickened bladder wall of 1.5 centimeters in thickness, as well as suboptimally distended bladder. Period. So all in all, moderate to severe cystitis was seen. Period. He denies any urinary symptoms. Period. The patient would benefit from a urology consultation if he ever develops urinary symptoms such as dysuria or any others for further evaluation of the cystitis. Period. He has gained 7 pounds since the last visit. And we recommended that he follows a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and processed foods to prevent further weight gain. Period. Number two, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is very well controlled with A1C of 6.4%. He is taking the Rybelsus, continue with a current regimen. Next line, arterial hypertension, which is stable, blood pressure of 141/80. this mild elevation in blood pressure is due to his nervousness. Period states his blood pressure reading levels. His blood pressure readings at home are within normal limits. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is unremarkable. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperuricemia with uric acid of 7.1 from 7.4. He is taking the allopurinol, 2 tablets daily of 100 milligrams. We recommend that he continues taking it that way. Next line. Hypothyroidism, which is under control with normal thyroid panel. Continue with the current regimen of levothyroxine, 75 milligrams daily. Next line, osteoarthritis. He has an upcoming left knee replacement with Dr. Chaudhry. He is currently using crutches to get around. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. However, we instructed the patient to contact the office after completing the BMP in 4 weeks, so we may reevaluate the case. End.